What about TKIs in colorectal cancer? Obviously, they're used in a lot of other tumors, but at this point, I guess there's really nothing out there that's, kind of part of standard care. Anything on the horizon there that you think may be helpful?
Funny you should use that word, but yes.
Yeah, that's right, horizon. Yeah.
Actually, the first anti-angiogenesis oral TKI that was really in the big trials was fitalinib or PTK-787 in the confirmed trials, which came close but failed to show a benefit with the independent radiology review. And maybe the LDH marker was indication of who might benefit more from this drug. But, the thought is that the drug may induce its own metabolism or was the wrong schedule, or there could be reasons that that was not quite as effective as we've seen with the antibodies. On the other hand, turns out that Patrick Swayze is getting this drug in a pancreatic protocol, and he's doing very well, as reported in the New York Times recently. And he's filming a new TV series, so every one of my pancreatic patients is coming in and asking for this drug. And I try to tell them, well, it really didn't work in a large colon trial, so nobody's really using it anymore. But anyway.
I guess also with that, there was the issue whether they had this dosing schedule correct.
Right. And the dose, and maybe it induces its own metabolism so that, you're getting less of an effect as you take it for weeks. So there are a few issues. But the drug that's really in the clinic now is AZ2171 or cediranib. And this is another oral anti-VEGF receptor tyrosine kinase type drug that seems to have pretty good activity. And it is being studied now in two large trials, the Horizon 2 and the Horizon 3 trial. The Horizon 2 is mostly outside the U.S. of FOLFOX with cediranib versus placebo. And in the U.S., they're doing a study of FOLFOX bevacizumab versus FOLFOX cediranib. And I have a lot of respect for the company for actually doing that study of trying to compare their drug directly to bevacizumab, because most of the studies to date have kind of tried to sidestep that issue.
What's been seen in terms of side effects and toxicity with the agent?
It's pretty much the same as we've seen with the other anti-angiogenesis drugs. I don't think there's anything that's particularly unique to it.
Hypertension?
Right. Mostly hypertension is the main one. Some degree of then renal insufficiency, proteinuria, rare episodes of neurologic complications.